Anyway, let's move on. Terry, now you're here to tell us about a conference which is taking place in Carlow next weekend.
Yes, a major conference taking place in Chagosk in Carlow. It's entitled Future Plant Health Responders, and it will include topics such as climate-driven pests and pathogens, as well as crop protection and pest management, all those kinds of things. But the unusual thing about this conference is that it's been organised by a number of different associations, and they're coming together looking at problems from different aspects. And the intention is to get different scientists together to offer advice and knowledge to farmers and to horticulturalists. Now, the conference, which is open to the public as well as researchers in these areas, is being organised by the Irish Society of Plant Pathologists and the Entomology Society of Ireland. So I headed off to Chagosk, where I met up with Dr. Aisling Moffat, founder of EntoSoc. But before I spoke with Aisling, I had a chat with Dr. Anna Teely, chairperson of SIP. And I began by asking, what exactly is SIP?
The Society of Irish Plant Pathologists, or SIP, is a society that was founded in 1968. And we have different members, about 100 members, based at different scientific institutions, universities. And most of our members will be people that work in plant health or are interested in plant health.
And tell me some of the projects that you might be involved in.
So our members will be based in different areas and they'll be working on different projects. So they could be working on different plant pathogens and pests as well. But it's a whole broad range.
I'm sure things like Dutch elm disease and more recently ash dieback, these are very much in the news, and I presume lots of research has been undertaken with them.
So yeah, so some of our members would be doing research maybe in those areas. Mm-hmm. And then the aim of the society is just to bring together researchers and people that work in plant pathology to network and to share their research and findings.
And of course, that's really important too, because otherwise you might have a scientist away somewhere in Chagosk in Carlow, like where we are now, and they're just working away on their own. But what you're trying to do is pull them all together.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the main aim for our conference as well, is to try and get different scientists together, talking, networking. Because sometimes you get some of your best ideas out of conferences as well.
Over coffee.
Yeah, over coffee, exactly.
Also joining us is Aisling Moffat. And Aisling, you're the founder of EntoSoc. Explain, what's EntoSoc?
Yeah, so entomology is the study of insects. And when I was doing my PhD in 2021, and it was COVID times, I decided to reach out to other researchers who were studying insects. My focus was on leather jackets, which are an agricultural pest, and I really wanted to branch out and learn from my peers about different insects, from pollinators and beneficial insects, and how we can promote insect biodiversity. So I founded EntoSoc, which started out as an early career research network, and it, since then it's expanded into 100 plus members, including members of the public, people who are generally enthusiastic about insects and biodiversity. And we hope to arrange outreach events in the future. So far, it's been online webinars with guest speakers on entomological topics from all around the world.
You mentioned leather jackets there. They're really daddy long legs.
Yes, so not many people know, but the daddy long legs you see, not the spiders, but the crane flies, which have wings, their larvae live in the soil for up to 11 months. And they cause damage in agricultural settings because they eat the crop roots and shoots. And specifically in grasslands, they can cause yield loss for farmers. My PhD focused on grasslands and tillage, but we saw grasslands were very vulnerable, especially the west coast of Ireland, where you're getting very wet soils and waterlogged soils. But one thing farmers can do is diversify their cropping system. So if you're a farmer with grassland crops, and it's just monoculture perennial ryegrass, you can include more herbs and clover into the mix, and hopefully the sward will compensate the leather jacket feeding.
Now, not all insects are bad. I'm thinking particularly of the dung beetle. That's an insect that's really important in agriculture.
Exactly, yeah, and it's often overlooked because some people don't even know they exist here in Ireland. But insect diversity on farm is so important, and one of my interests would be to get farmers involved into the insect knowledge on their farm. So doing their field walks, noticing what's present and how they can promote biodiversity from an insect level going forward.
Well, I remember a number of years ago, it must be nearly 10, probably 6 or 8 or 10 years ago, I interviewed a farmer down in Port Leash. Bruce Thompson was his name, and he was rearing these dung beetles, and he had thousands and thousands of them on the farm. And it meant by using the dung beetles that he didn't have to use the ivermectins and all of those flucicides or whatever the correct name is.
Yes, yeah. So it's really great to hear about things like that. And there's lots of farming initiatives like Farming for Nature, where farmers are looking for more biological and sustainable control options or diversification just to promote what mm-hmm. is naturally occurring.
So the two organisations here, you've come together and the idea is you want to really spread the knowledge. Is that right?
The idea came from like conversations that we were having that, you know, what is a plant pathologist? And we actually realised that plant pathology, well, people can come into this area from very many different avenues. So we have microbiologists, entomologists, ecologists as well, botanists. So we were thinking, well, actually, this is a really big strength and maybe our society could help to form bridges and networks with other societies like EntoSoc. So we reached out to EntoSoc and we'd never done a joint conference with them before. And we said, you know, do you want to do a joint conference that could actually help our members and EntoSoc members like form connections and share research?
And what do you hope to gain from it?
So I think it's mostly networking and some good connections, sort of understanding some of the research that's being carried out on the island of Ireland and supporting early stage researchers as well. Because it's like quite a small conference, it's really great for early stage researchers to present their research in a friendly environment where they can get some feedback on their research. And then when they go to larger international conferences, they will be able to really promote the excellent Irish research as well.
Well, tell me a little bit about some of the research that's going on at the moment here in Ireland.
So myself, I'm looking at the soil biodiversity, so insects beneath our feet, often overlooked by the general public, because when you're standing on solid ground, you don't really think about what's beneath you. So my project has surveyed Ireland, and I'm looking at tiny microscopic insects.
Well, tell me some of them, because when most of us think of the animals that are under the soil, we would be thinking of worms, first
yes,
of all.
Yes, exactly.
We don't tend to think of insects as being found in the soil.
Yeah, so worms are a huge one, and it's great that farmers are aware about worms because it gets them interested in what they're putting on the soil and what harms worms and helps worms. What I'm looking at are tiny insects like Calembula, also known as springtails, or different mites where there's thousands of different species. But what's really great about looking at these is that when you have the numbers that they occur in, you can tell a lot about the soil that's occurring there. So if it's healthy soil, you'll get a lot of springtails because they're quite vulnerable and only survive in healthy soil.
But the mites, most people would think of mites as being harmful or parasitic.
No, they are actually quite beneficial because they're so tiny. They make space or macropores within the soil, so they help aerate the soil and help drainage of water and things like that. And from a scientific perspective, they can indicate different soil qualities.
Mm-hmm. And what about the plant pathologists? What do you study?
So actually, I used to study Septoria tricyploch, which is a fungus that attacks wheat. That was one of my favourite projects that I worked on.
Yeah.
And I was looking at whether the timing of infection, if there is a timing of infection, maybe do some of these pathogens infect in the morning rather than the evening, and perhaps that could be used to inform like crop spraying. Mm. That was when I was previously doing a postdoc.
It's really great that you can all come together and throw your ideas out into the melting pot, because then it may open up other avenues of research.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic because you could be doing research alone in a lab for years and years, and if you don't discuss this with colleagues or peers, you won't see if you're working on the same thing, and you also miss out on many opportunities for future collaboration and future projects. And one thing I'm quite passionate about as well is disseminating to the general public. There's no point doing research alone unless you get the public involved, which then gets their awareness promoted, and that changes policy and legislation going forward for protection of soil, protection of insects, and awareness raising in general.
And of course, that brings us then to your conference, which is on the 25th of October, because it is open to the public.
Yeah, so it's open to the public, but lots of it will be like scientific based. So it'll be researchers presenting their work, and some people will be based in Northern Ireland or also the Republic of Ireland.
So what research then can people hear about on the day?
On the day, from an entomological perspective, it will look at aphids, which are vectors for disease in many crops, and they transmit barley yellow dwarf virus. I believe there's also talks on forestry and forest pests. And from the SIP point of view, Anna?
Yeah, so we'll have some of the forest pathogens as well, and also looking at some of the future pest and pathogens that we're on the lookout for as well.
You mentioned future pathogens. When we think of climate change and we think of the rise in temperature, will this encourage insects to earn that aren't here at the moment?
It's quite possible, because we're getting quite extreme weather forecasts. If we are getting milder climates, you will get more insects that can survive better here. Some can be brought over through imports and exports. Mm-hmm. So that's where the Department of Ag comes in, and constantly monitoring for these sort of crop pests is really important.
Well, one I can think of off the top of my head is the Colorado beetle. Now, it hasn't, or to my knowledge, it hasn't been a really serious problem here yet, but it could be.
It could be, yeah. This is the thing. It all depends on the habitat and if we're promoting the habitat that could best suit them.
And I presume the same is the same for the fungi.
Yeah, of course, it's similar as well. So with changing climate and increased globalisation, also travel as well. Mm. I think...
People carrying spores on their boots, are that moving from place to place? Because there is a lot more movement of people nowadays.
Yeah, there is. I think one of the, the main concerns is more people taking plants or plant products with them. You know, when you go abroad, some people might be tempted to take some plants or bulbs or seeds with them. But you never know what could be hitchhiking on that as well.
So the conference is on then in Carlo. Tell me a little bit about it. Who'll be at it? Who'll be giving talks, and who is it geared towards?
Yeah, so the conference will be mostly people that work in plant pathology or in entomology giving talks about some of the most recent research that they've been doing. So it will be like a mixture of people that work in these areas.
So research into what, for instance?
So for areas relating to pests and pathogens that could be attacking plants.
So you'd hope that lots of researchers in these areas would attend?
Yes, absolutely. So it's a great place to learn about the current scientific research, and to also network and to form collaborations.
And from an entomological point of view, it's great to be working with SIP, and this conference highlights not just the insect pests that are in Ireland and how to control them, but how we can use insects to our advantage. And if we promote insect biodiversity, we have higher pest tolerance in that regard, because you're promoting natural enemies of certain pests, and you're including habitats that can promote pests to diversify from the crop. Say there's such things as intercropping, so you can have a crop system where you plant a different crop at the margins of the field, which
would discourage
It would attract the pests to the margins of the field, leaving the crop less susceptible. Which is fantastic. So there's different ideas being discussed. I think it's really important to strengthen the connection with plant pathologists, with entomology, because that is the future going forward. And while we're taking a step back from chemical use across Europe, I think it's really important to see how we can strive for crop protection through entomology as well.
Because when we think of the insects, we think of them as pollinators, but this is a kind of a different angle altogether, isn't it? It's more like a kind of biological control, isn't that right?
Exactly. So pollinators are a huge keystone species that gets the public involved in entomology, but we have other insects that are equally as beneficial, like ladybirds. Their larvae kill aphids and things like that.
Yeah.
So entomologists know all these cool things that are going on behind the scenes and what insects do to help us. Now our next task is to tell that to the general public, for them to fall in love with insects as much as we do, and to get them to promote it in their own gardens and in their own habitats.
So the conference is on the 25th of October, open to all, and hopefully everybody will learn plenty from it.
Exactly. And we welcome everyone. I think it would be great to see new friendly faces, and we love any questions that they bring.
As always, more details can be found on our website, rte.ie/moon.